Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is universe elasticity. I want to talk to you a bit about a common phenomenon when it comes to how executives treat their day-to-day decision-making, especially those who come from a background that tends to be more technical and software-oriented. That is, when it comes to scenarios where we limit ourselves unnecessarily because we tend to view the world in a given way. We have a point of view that we have gotten used to, but that no longer makes sense in your position in the company. Given your altitude right now, you now have more leeway and you fail to recognize that. This often manifests in a way where we actually make a decision that is the right decision, in air quotes, but is not the smart decision. I can start with an example that is entirely, I'm guessing, comfortable for you to think about when it comes to technical abilities, and that is taking on tech debt. Many senior engineers understand that what you might have insisted on when you were a medium engineer, and that is having the cleanest, most perfect piece of code, does not make sense when the company is in a rush, when we are before product market fit and might actually have to throw this thing away, and in similar scenarios where we either are in a time crunch or are still vague when it comes to what will be viable. In those scenarios, it makes sense not to overly invest in the right, proper way of doing things so that we can get to the market faster, we can get actual validation faster, amassing some tech debt in order to gain that speed. In an ideal world, you wouldn't have to make these trade-offs. But we know that we're not performing in an ideal world and therefore sometimes have to do the smart thing as opposed to the right thing. The same applies in other sorts of decisions and scenarios that you're going to face almost daily in your position. And if you're not aware of it, you will just merely miss out on the possibilities that are open for you if you just choose to take them. This is what I refer to as the elasticity of the universe. Once you understand it, you understand that some things that on the first pass might seem as if they're rigid, you have no options here, there's no choice, actually, in a second glance, might expose areas where you have more elasticity. As an example, I was recently talking to an executive about the process of going through some compliance effort that he knows, definitely knows, the company will have to go through within the next 12 months. Knowing that, he said, he knows that the right thing to do is to start with it as soon as possible because that means it will be a lot easier. Going through this certification will require less time, less effort, and probably less cost right now than it would 12 months from now. There's no denying that. And therefore, he looked at it and assumed that the right decision here would be to really start doing this right now, even though he had so many other things on his plate, even though he was already working way too much and had too many things where he singularly was the champion of, which if you've listened to recent past episodes, you know that I'm always saying you can't have too many things going on. He genuinely could not envision the fact that he was allowed to make a decision to choose to start doing this at a later point because it just felt like he was not doing the most efficient thing. When I asked him whether he was taking into account the opportunity cost here, things started to become clearer to him because I said, you will have to work harder, or the company will have to work harder in a year if you started then, but what about your own time that will be lost right now? Think about what you can achieve if you don't have this other thing on your plate in the next 2 to 3 months. how much that extra time might actually advance a company and what the results of that effort will translate to within a year. Which company would you think be better off in a year? The company where you had full attention on what is more important right now and that has to handle that certification in a year, or the company that has that certification but has lost one of its key executives for 50% of his time for the next few months at this critical stage? This is the elasticity you have to understand. I have a bad example, which I'm not saying you should follow, but I do think you need to understand the fact that you have the ability to see it as a possibility. And that is, if I recall correctly, a few years ago, Barbara Streisand was the only one with nice, crisp lawns that were well taken care of while California was in a drought and it was not allowed to water your lawns as frequently as one would hope to. And that is merely because she was able to afford the fines of doing so. So a person might initially see, I don't have an option here, this is not allowed. But if you can take it a step further and say, hey, what is actually going to happen if I do it? It's a fine. I'm a billionaire. I can pay that fine. All right, that's going to be fine. No pun intended. Now, I'm not saying this is what you should be doing because, you know, it's just not, I think, the right thing to do from a social responsibility and climate awareness. Nevertheless, I do value the ability of seeing this elasticity. And the same, of course, applies in many, many different decisions. When it comes to understanding that different requirements that you hear might have innate elasticity to them, if you only ask, if you only choose to look at it from a different angle, if you understand that some things are not as hard set as they seem at first sight. And second, it does mean that we usually have a lot more opportunities available to us than it might initially seem. Knowing how to spot these, knowing how to take advantage of it in a way that makes you feel comfortable and aware of your situation and what is possible means that you will be able to provide the company with more value and that you will be able to perform the most important work as opposed to what just seems to be urgent right now. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, as always, my email is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you. Talk to you next week.